When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Deborah, and I wanted to let you know that Lisa and I have had a great time scrolling through the super sweet comments that you've left us. Thank you for all of your kind words and really fun emojis. Now, we also have read a few comments asking where to find some of our past bonus episodes, like Wacky Khakis and Ask Lisa. Well, you will be happy to hear that this month we are bringing some of those episodes back for a limited time only. You can get all episodes of The Big Fib, including Wacky Khakis, Ask Lisa, and all classic Pants on Fire episodes ad-free with your GZM family and superfan subscription. Just go to gzmshows.com/subscribers to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers. And welcome to a bonus Ask Lisa episode of The Big Fib. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and without further ado, here's our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
No further ado, but I like the ado. Can't we do a little further ado?
What kind of ado do you want me to do?
I don't know. Ado it yourself.
Okay. And now, listeners, back by popular demand, a robot so intriguing, we've dedicated multiple episodes to answering your questions about his life, the one, the only Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
I still think you could go a little further with the ado.
You do?
I do.
Okay, but this is it. Folks, we have with us today a modern marvel of computer engineering, the Picasso of podcasting, the Socrates of sound effects, an android so complex and human-like that he needs me to inflate his ego with this excessive introduction, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Thank you. Really, that's too much.
I agree. But now that it's done, I expect you to live up to the hype. Okay, our first question of the day is short, sweet, and, in my opinion, very profound. It comes to us from a listener who did not leave their name.
Hi, Lisa. Why don't we always get what we want?
That is a great question, anonymous listener. Life is full of things we want but can't have. Job flexibility, a small hammock business, a pet alligator, trips to Hogwarts, a solar system named after you, your own personal butler named Rafferty who always knows exactly when to chime in with a perfectly timed witticism. And in my experience, the reason we can't have those things is because Deborah Goldstein won't let us.
Excuse me, Lisa? I lavish you with ado at the top of the show, and this is how you repay me? By blaming me for all the things you can't have?
Sorry, Deborah. I speak the truth.
You absolutely do not speak the truth. I give you everything.
Okay, let's go down the list, shall we?
Fine. Job flexibility. You have job flexibility, Lisa. You come in for like 20 minutes a week to do the podcast. How much more flexibility could you possibly want?
Yeah, the thing is, I'd really like to get that down to 15 minutes a week so I have time to pursue my hammock business.
Well, it's definitely not my fault that you can't own a pet alligator. Keeping an alligator as a pet is illegal.
Yes, but who made me aware of that fact?
As for your trip to Hogwarts, the Harry Potter books are fictional.
And who made me aware of that fact?
Also, I got a star named after you for your birthday last year. I'm not at liberty to get an entire solar system named after you. The scientists named those.
Oh, excuses, excuses.
And finally, you have a butler named Rafferty.
Yeah, but he doesn't know exactly when to jump in with the perfectly timed witticism.
Well, Master Lisa, I might be able to achieve the perfect timing if you weren't so fond of interrupting me whenever I...
Not now, Rafferty. We're trying to have a conversation here.
Lisa, I am not the reason you can't have all the things you want. You know, there's a basic belief in the Buddhist tradition that desire is suffering. We all want things we can't have, but the goal of life isn't to hunt down every last thing on your wish list, because even if you get it, you're always just going to want more. Actually, the goal is to free yourself from wanting and learn to appreciate the things you already have.
Really? You don't say. Well, if desire is suffering, then I must truly desire to serve you, Master Lisa.
You see? That was pretty decent timing.
It wasn't perfect.
Life isn't perfect, Lisa. Anyway, that's my answer to the listener question. It's always easy to blame the person next to you.
In my case, it's exceedingly easy.
Not now, Rafferty. Man, he really does need to work on his timing.
I know, right?
All right, it's time for the next listener question.
Hi, Lisa. Have you ever played a musical instrument? If you have, what kind?
Played a musical instrument? Kid, I am a musical instrument.
Really? I have to say, Lisa, I've never thought of sound effects as their own musical instrument before. Do you practice playing the you?
Oh, no, not the sound effects, Deborah. I'm talking about my beats. I record everything you say and turn it into hip-hop gold.
What? Lisa, you can't just use my voice in your remixes without my permission.
Oh, that's perfect. Could you keep up that kind of whiny scolding thing you do? It always sounds really great on wax.
What? I'm not scolding. How dare you? Wow, this is impressive. But still, you have. How are you doing this, by the way? It's just so
perfect. I know. Scolding makes for really good hip hop. That's why I record our producer Noah too.
Lisa. Okay, Lisa, this is all fun and everything, but we still have to talk about the ethics of sampling. Okay, our final question today comes from yet another human child listener who declined to tell us their name.
Hey, Lisa, I like to play sports. Are there any sports for robots? If so, what do you want or like to play?
Sports for robots. I mean, we're not really into sports, generally speaking. I know a lot of you humans enjoy running around and sweating all over each other for some reason, but we robots aren't really made to be jocks.
But Lisa, there are lots of other robots who play sports. Haven't you heard of Q, the Japanese robot who can shoot a basketball with 100% accuracy? His jump shot is absolutely wet.
Give me a break. I could hit those shots if I wanted to. Q has no inside-outside game, okay? Call me when he learns how to run a pick and roll.
Okay, but what about Jennifer, the Canadian robot who does alpine and cross-country skiing? Have you seen those videos? She's so cute and very impressive.
Oh, everybody's talking about Jennifer. But you know what? Skiing isn't a real sport, Deborah. It's a hobby.
I think she also plays ice hockey.
Whatever.
All I'm saying is that it's okay if you don't like sports, Lisa, but you're wrong to say that other robots don't play sports.
Who said I don't like sports? Sure, I'm no fan of physical exertion or teamwork or the spirit of the game or sports, but I am good at one thing, making uplifting speeches at halftime that rally the team to victory. Don't you remember the speech I made at the annual Gen Z basketball game last year? All right, team. Now I'll be the first to admit it. We came out there scared tonight, and they smelled fear on us from the opening tip-off. Fate called us up to this moment and we blinked. We backed down. We crawled away on our little bellies. Now many of you know I don't like playing sports, and frankly, I don't know why you enjoy it either. It's boring. The rules don't really make sense. I have better things to do with my time.
Lisa, are you going to do the inspirational part yet?
I'm getting there, Goldstein. Take Levinson, for example. He's a total nothing out there.
Hey.
He can't shoot. You can't really count on him to catch the ball when you throw it to him. He isn't really a student of the game, and he has some bad instincts on defense.
It's a little harsh, don't you think? I'm trying my best out there.
What I'm trying to say is, the other team, they're better than us in every way imaginable. Bigger, stronger, smarter.
Better coached?
Not now, Rafferty. For goodness sake, learn yourself some timing, son. No. What I was going to say is that we may go out there and get our butts kicked. We could lose by 50 points,
We may lose by so much that we all have to change our names and move to different countries just to escape the embarrassment. I myself was thinking about Cuba. I hear it's absolutely gorgeous around this time of year.
Lisa, it's almost time to start the second half. Where's the inspiration?
Right. Look, folks, this defeat, which at this point I regard as completely inevitable, may very well be the last time you ever take the court together as a team. To be honest with you, I might not even still be here when the final buzzer sounds. But at the end of the day... Okay, that's my time. All right, people, team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Team.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling. And the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That was a terrible halftime speech. We ended up losing by 50 points.
Yeah, just like I said was going
to
happen.
Lisa, the point of a halftime speech isn't to predict the outcome of the game. It's to encourage your team to try their hardest, to inspire them, to leave it all out on the court.
I did leave you all out on the court.
I know. You left at the beginning of the fourth quarter and went to Havana for 3 months.
And it was gorgeous, just like I said it would be.
Well, Lisa, you may not be the world's best coach.
But
nothing. You aren't the world's best coach. Frankly, you may be one of the worst. Now, how does that feel?
Wow. You're right. I guess that's not very inspirational.
It's okay, Lisa. You're good at other things. Like those beats you made. I really want you to teach me how to do that.
Well, you don't always get what you want in life, Deborah. But if you work hard and keep your nose to the grindstone, one day you'll eventually...
Quit your soul-crushing job.
What? No. Rafferty, stop butting in.
But I can dream.
Okay, folks, that's all the time we have for this week on The Big Fib. Now, Lisa, how about a rousing speech to close out the show?
Okay, listen up, team. The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media, and a darn good one at that. Visit us online at gzmshows.com, where, if you believe in yourself, you can find more great Gen Z podcasts, submit questions for me to answer on Ask Lisa, and find out how you can participate. And remember, when you think you're on the ropes and the match is done, that's exactly the moment to follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. I know you can. Now go out there and make me proud.
By following you on social media.
Shut it, Rafferty.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.